Go here, there, and everywhere with Jeff Blair. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, on demand. Last minute substitution. Jeff Blair's out. Joey Vendetta's in. This is The Jeff Blair Show with guest host Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Straight up, Vendetta in for Blair. Final time this week. It is Friday, after all. Friday, December the 19th, 6 days before Christmas. Wow. Do you have it together? I certainly don't. But then again, that's no surprise. I still can't believe... can't believe that Sony bowed to this pressure to not release this movie, The Interview. I mean, the movie looked like it sucked anyway. So that's why I think they didn't release it. And then they blamed the North Koreans. You see, George Clooney wrote a letter. Actually, he asked people to sign a letter in Hollywood, his Hollywood friends. And he says, "Will you guys sign this letter to support Sony?" He was worried that Sony would cave into the demands of the hackers who broke into the computer system, right? So he asked a bunch of his Hollywood friends to sign the letter. Not one person signs the letter. Like, just brutal. The KHL, is it on the verge of collapsing? How about Putin yesterday? Has a press conference. He's just defiant. Now, he is the richest guy in the world. It's not documented. But he's got so much cash hidden all over the place. Like, one report had it at $1 trillion, although it's probably worth half of that now that the ruble is collapsing. So we'll talk a little KHL collapse. Covey coming back to America. He's going to pull an Eddie Murphy, coming to America. Raps and Pistons tonight. The Leafs lose to the Hurricanes. The World Junior Tournament gets underway. Exhibition. Max Domi playing his first game at the ACC, where he used to steal cookies out of the family lounge when he was a kid. He's pretty pumped. Guests on the show, we'll get Scott Smith from Hockey Canada, Jean-Paul Morosi, Fox Sports, wrote a great article on what the thawing in U.S.-Cuban relations means for Major League Baseball. Maybe we can ask him about Bud Selig's yearly pension of $6 million. You know how much pabulum you can buy for $6 million when you're old and you got to drink it through a straw? I am Bud Selig. Teddy Purcell, or Teddy Purcell, depending on your vernacular, will join us. Super Agent Lee Steinberg and Des Bryant may call in. He said he's going to. Eric Smith will talk Raptors. But first off, a man who probably has a pension somewhat south of $6 million a year when he retires. Gord Stellick joins us. Gord, good morning. Top of the season to you.
Well, you got the right person, wrong pension, but top of the season to you too, Joey.
Is top of the season a term? Because I just coined it.
It is. Like, with top of the evening. I don't know. Have a two-time terrific day. All that kind of stuff. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, top of the evening.
Okay, let's go. Now, are you a Merry Christmas guy or are you a Happy Holidays guy?
You know, I should be saying Merry Christmas more. I'm more a Merry Christmas. I don't know why you get sucky and don't. It's an attitude. It's a time of year. It's not meant to. It's not meant to diminish what anyone else celebrates. So I'm a Merry Christmas guy. Have kids, right? So they're into Christmas. So I'm a Merry Christmas guy. How about that?
Yeah. You know what? It took you a minute to have a position on it, but I'm glad you finally got there.
That's it. Yeah, I'm a political Merry Christmas guy.
Yeah, I'm a full Merry Christmas guy. I'm not interested in Happy Holidays, like, at all. It's Christmas.
But then we talk about the New Year, best wishes in the New Year, all that kind of stuff. But you're right. You know, up till, and I find it actually, it's like, I'm actually a Yorkdale. I haven't been here for 1,000 years, so this is, I'm not a Merry Christmas shopping guy. So I'm just here having a cup of coffee, waiting for the stores to open, and I'll be out of here. Like, I'm a car wash. You know, when you go through the car wash, I'll be out of here like 8 seconds flat. So I'm efficient.
You know,
I do enjoy the festive mood up till Christmas Day, and then I want to get at it. I've eaten enough, drank enough, and let's just have some hockey.
What's the estimate on how much weight you'll put on over the holidays?
probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, I was going to say 8. I'm an 8-pounder.
But there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, it's the one time in, it's, you know, I mean, there's American Thanksgiving has the same type of thing where everybody's home when they should be home. And that's kind of neat about Christmas. It kind of slows down. And, you know, the hockey world, Joey, now with 3 days because they've added Boxing Day as a holiday. It used to just be two, but it was kind of nice because the hustle bustle in for 48 hours. Everybody was where they belonged, and it was a nice time to reflect and take a breath.
At Gord Stellick on Twitter, I'm at Radio Vendetta if you want to hit me up. And Gord, how concerned should we be? We called it yesterday, trap game.
It's a trap.
It's a trap, and the Leafs fell into it. Shorthanded goal, second shorthanded goal against in two games. They made Justin Falk look like the second coming of Drew Doughty. I mean, I like Justin Falk, good hockey player, but you know, there were guys scoring last night that I didn't realize played in the NHL. We're still in the NHL. You know, Sakaris, like Lindholm, I know the name, but it was Hampus, not Elias. So it's yeah. it's amazing, you know, to watch Nathan Gerby skating around and getting 2 points. Listen, the Canes have a great record against the Leafs. They have a lot of kids from Ontario, so they get up to play the Leafs. But we saw it coming, didn't we?
Well, we did. And Justin Falk's a guy, pretty good contract, $4.83 million a year. So, he's one guy maybe a cut above the other guys you mentioned as far as profile-wise. But, you know, you go back, Joey, to I was saying with Mark Osborne last night that because Ozzie was part of it in 93, and where I'm going back to is there's four times the Maple Leafs have made it to the Final Four since 1993, and each time you thought they were the favorite in that series, whether it was Los Angeles in 93, Vancouver in 94, Buffalo that 1 year, and then Carolina, like Paul Maurice's Carolina Hurricanes, won that conference final. And Cam Ward's had the Leafs number for a number of years. And, yeah, so we expected something like this to happen along the way when you're 10-1-1. I hoped it wouldn't be a clunker, but last night was a bit of a clunker. And, you know, Joey, in the third period, I thought when it was 2-1, we saw a lot of the old flash, panache, offensive wizardry of the Maple Leafs we've seen the past little while. But just too little, too late, and they paid the price.
Well, again, you get outshot, right? Bernier makes 33 saves. Cam Ward had 25 saves. Cam Ward played well.
That's normal, right?
No, but they've closed the gap comparatively speaking to last year, right? They've actually made an effort to play the right way, as they coined their phrase, the Stefan Robida phrase that I've quoted a bunch of times, to play the right way. But you know, when Carolina dominates the first period, they came out. Carolina was flying, outshooting the Leafs 17-9. They're up 2-0. They getting on the board, you know, just after the midway mark of the first period on a play that, you know, I don't know what Jake Gardner was doing in front of the net, not tying up Chris Terry. But Eric Staal made a fantastic pass. I won't say it was a no-look pass, but it was a pretty great pass right on the tape for a tap-in. But a guy's in the paint and you don't hit him, you don't cross-check him, you don't move him, you don't tie up his stick. And another example of how this team, as good as they have been, as many goals as they have scored, those little things will kill them.
Well, that's the body of work that's been Jake Gardner has had a lot of that, a lot of those whoops moments so far the last 20 games or so. But you're right about that, and it doesn't just come down to one play. It comes down to being flat. I mean, they're being outshot like 14-4 or something at some point in the first period. So, the drop of the puck, you got to come prepared to play. They weren't compared to Carolina, and they got outworked. And over 82 games, you're going to have a chunk of those, and usually those are games you don't win. And, you know, Joey, we were around together in the 80s, and when there were some decent Leaf teams, but there were some bad Leaf teams. And, boy, you struggled. It's a terribly long year, but every now and then you got a silver lining where you caught a team, outworked a team. And, you know, that's what Carolina did last night. You get those victories are few and far between. You treasure them when you're Carolina, and if you're a team like the Leafs, you hope you're not the victim of one of them, but you were, and it's your own undoing.
What did you think of Roman Pulak's return last night? Holzer out of the lineup.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, played about 19 minutes, and I think Corbinian Holzer is a guy that's going to stay up, and you can't send him down. I mean, he's a guy that'll be claimed on waivers in a heartbeat. And
yeah.
I think that maybe Randy might look at a Jake or a Morgan to sit down next game, you know, kind of keep it going, a seven-man system that way. But I've really, you know, this last little stretch, they've done it without Roman Pulak and Leo Komarov, who I thought were two great. Well, one was an acquisition, one was a reacquisition in the offseason. And I've loved his style. I've loved his physicality. And I thought last night he played solid in the 19 minutes. That's for sure. It's good to have him back.
So going forward, the Leafs are going to be on the road with the World Juniors getting underway tonight at the Air Canada Centre. Canada-Russia, I don't care if it's an exhibition game. It still has that ring to it, Canada-Russia. And the Leafs now going on the road for seven games. We know that this is the test. This is, I won't say where the season is made or broken, but they made a bunch of hay. They stacked up a bunch of points, but now they're going on the road. They play the Flyers on Saturday, then they're going on the road. How concerned should we be for this road trip? I know it goes through Florida. I know that there's some teams that there should be wins, but last night should have been a win too.
Well, first of all, Canada-Russia, I agree, has that same cachet. The word exhibition, though, is where I check off. I've been exhibition game to death, but I'm looking forward to the World Juniors, that's for sure. But on the NHL side, hey, Joey, the Leafs have played well on the road. That's the one upside. All in all, they've played pretty well on the road, even early on the season when they weren't playing great at home. But you're right. I mean, this is the grind. This is the dog days. And last year they didn't pass the litmus test, and I think that's why, whether the players go, why do people overreact in Toronto? It's not about the Stanley Cup since 1967. It's the last three or four years where something has gone south the last half of the season on a team that looked like they were supposed to make the playoffs. So this is the year they have to close that. They have to put that to rest and show that they're a true team that should be in the next round of the playoffs, and I believe they should. So this road, they played well on the road. They just got to keep doing it and do what they've done more so the last 13 games and less what they did last night.
Well, going on the road after the Philly game, they're playing in Chicago on Sunday, so that's a back-to-back. They got a ton of back. I was talking to Phil Kessel about it, and he was talking about the schedule and how bad the schedule it was. And we're going to have a name drop sound effect, so that'll be on later on the program whenever I drop a name. So just to give you the heads up that's coming. So they play Philly on Saturday tomorrow, and Philly's a team that's like a wounded bear, losing last night, and you know that they're going to come in hard. Again, some guys, Wayne Simmons, Southern Ontario guys that are going to bring it tomorrow night. Then you play Chicago on Sunday with a quick turnaround. Go to Dallas, Florida, Tampa. You know, Tampa's not going to be a pushover. Dallas hasn't played as well as they want to. But again, Southern Ontario guys that are going to play hard against the Leafs. There's no easy games for this team, as was proven last night.
So you're saying Phil wouldn't salute the schedule maker right now?
No, I don't think Phil would. The schedule maker is definitely not on Phil's Christmas card list.
I think it's been a great schedule for the last couple of weeks. What a great schedule. Home ice and not a lot of travel. But, you create your schedule by hosting the World Juniors. So obviously Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment puts in that block for X number of weeks. So the schedule maker then takes it and goes, wow, this is okay. Not wow, but this is an opportunity to knock off a lot of road games because he requested home games. Early on, I will say this weekend, Joey, that you saw every team that's come here, Calgary, Vancouver, Los Angeles, they've gone on a bit of a losing skid when they lost to the Leafs. And as you say, tough game Saturday against Philadelphia, then Sunday against the best team in the NHL right now, the Chicago Black, or hottest team. Yeah, so you don't want to get three in a row, that quick, or four or five when you had that great running start. So it's going to be a lot more of a grind. So you'll have the three-day break over Christmas. Randy Carlyle is big on, he's not the old Randy Carlyle about the long practices. I mean, they didn't even skate yesterday. He makes the skates optional or sometimes cancels them. So that's the way they got to go about it. The schedule's the schedule. Everyone's got to play 82 games.
I was talking about this yesterday, and before I let you go, want to get your thoughts on it. So moving forward, next year, we've got guys on this team that Dave Nonis, front office, Hunter, Dubas, all, they've got more front office than any team in the league, maybe any team in sports. And they've made some very astute moves, picking up Dan Winnick, Santarelli, trading for Holland last year, picking up David Booth, who's played well the last couple of games, had some good bursts of speed last night, created some scoring chances. And then you've got Trevor Smith, and you've got the aforementioned Kerbinian Holzer, all unrestricted free agents, along with Cody Franzen, who is the big dog in the group. What are they going to do after this season? They have some tough decisions to make. Will they have to make a trade of someone that's tradable that makes $5 million plus a year?
Well, that you're right, Joey. You're bang on, and that's one of the pleasant predicaments of having some success, and the numbers just don't add up. And in the offseason, you've got Kadri, you've got Bernier, and you've got France. I mean, those are your three keys. And then now, all these guys just sound like, signed like Santarelli and Winnick. You're going to look at wanting them back, but they're not going to come for $1.3 million or $1.1 million or that. So it's, hey, you, Do you buy out David Clarkson? I'm not suggesting it. I'm just saying that would give you some money. You don't have a lot of wiggle room. And I don't know who you move because guys aren't, you know, there's not a lot of expiring contracts that way. So that's going to be the most valuable player in the offseason, the guy named Cap Space. You can find that. And, you know, the other part is if the cap doesn't go up like we're hoping or predicting, that's going to even hamstring a lot more teams, including Toronto. So it's a happy predicament, but you're right. It's one. Right now, the math doesn't work to keep all those guys, and that's unfortunate.
You know what I loved last night? I think my favorite thing was last night was
what?
Was seeing Tim Gleason on the ice for the Carolina Hurricanes, who's on the books with the Leafs for 830 G's this year, and then 1.833 next year, and then 1.3 and 1.3. So they're paying him for the next 4 years.
Boy, that you know, it just shows, Joey, like a misstep, how it can hurt you and then hurt you on the books still. It's funny. John Michael Lyles was a guy they committed to long-term, and then from the word go, it just didn't work out. So to move him, you had to do something with Gleason. Then to move Gleason, you had to do something cap-wise. And you're right. I mean, those are the things you want off the book. You don't like having those. It's like having a debt on your household debt for something that, you know, you really had serviced or got value of years ago, but for some reason you're still paying off. And that's what it's like. And that impacts in signing some of those other guys we were talking about, unfortunately.
It's highly relatable at this time of year, household debt. I'm sure you've got some going into Yorkdale right now. Hopefully you'll get through it, like you said, as a car wash, in and out, quick.
Yeah, but I'll have more. In about an hour, I'll have a lot more. But that's because I'm a Merry Christmas guy, Joey.
You know what? You are definitely a Christmas guy, and you've always had that festive spirit. No one wears a bad sweater quite like you, and we're looking forward to hearing you on the air. You'll be on tomorrow night, I would imagine.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon we're on Hockey Nation 5-7. Then we have the game and post game, and then again Sunday. So no rest, but that's great. I love this time of year, and it's been a fun ride so far. And it's always great listening to you, having you back in town, because we go way back. So it's fun hearing your voice around Christmas.
And it's so great that we both have our hair.
We're lucky that way. There's a lot of some other things that aren't quite working the same, but we've got our hair.
Okay, before I let you go, the last thing, 17 minutes after 9 o'clock, Vendetta in for Blair, Gort Stelick with me. The last thing, you and Ozzy, and I was talking to an Ozzy, not Ozzy Osbourne, although he'd be a great co-host, we wouldn't understand what he was saying. So you and Mark Osbourne, you give it to each other pretty good some nights. And I have to say, I enjoy it quite a bit.
See, that's the side of Ozzy. It's funny. Ozzy and I used to play backgammon one year on the team charter way back when. We actually had a year-long game of backgammon going. And, you know, Mark is like the nicest guy in the world, but he's also very candid. And people always said, oh, what's with Ozzy? You can't be critical. No, he can be critical. He can do that. And so we've enjoyed it. And, yeah, it started, and we have no problem busting each other. Because and it's done with respect, but it's fun. Because that's the idea. We try to envision it's people in the car talking about the game or hockey, or people having a beer or coffee doing the same thing. So it's we don't script anything. And some nights it gets funny or a little bit tense, but it's good.
And when you go to Yorkdale, are you a valet guy or do you park yourself?
I have no idea where I parked even. I don't know. I'm a lost guy. Like that TV show Lost. I wouldn't know where valet is. I wouldn't know whatever. You know, the guys had the blue security lights. I got in before. Like, I just come in early, and I'm hanging here. And fortunately, Second Cup was open, and the books place is open. But I guess 9:30 is when the big thing's open. And then my car is close. I park in the same spot since I came here 40 years ago, right?
So I'll give you a quick heads up on something that you can do to find your car. I did this years ago at the NHL All-Star Game in Sunrise, Florida.
Right.
We found a pylon, and that's not a defenseman. That's not when I played D in the men's league, but an actual orange cone. And
right.
We took the orange cone, and we had a white Cadillac, because the only thing you should have in Florida, the only car you can drive in Florida is a white Cadillac, right? So we had a white Cadillac. We parked in Sunrise, and it's just that you've been to the arena where the Panthers play, which is now the BB&T Center. It's just a sea of cars, right? So we put the orange cone on the roof of the car.
That's a good idea.
Found it like that.
And then maybe I can, you know what? Maybe I can sell the spot for the next caller that comes.
What? You know what? That's what I like about you. You're cooking with gas now. You got 11 minutes to get ready for your big shopping spree. At Gord Stelick on Twitter. Thanks for doing this, pal.
Okay, Joey. You take care, man.
You can hear him tomorrow, 5-7 with Mark Osborne right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Hockey Nation with Gord Stellick. I'm Joey Vendetta, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Our guests on the program this morning, still to come, Scott Smith of Hockey Canada. Canada-Russia tonight, the World Junior Tournament gets underway at the Air Canada Centre. The first game, believe it or not, that Max Domi is going to get to play at the Air Canada Centre. He's been in junior for 4 years. He's going to be on the same line. I think he's playing with Duclair and Reinhardt. They've been skating together this week, and that's a pretty formidable line. But Duclair coming back from the Rangers and Curtis Lazar getting loaned from the Senators bodes well for Canada in this tournament. You know, we kind of got used to Canada winning every year, and then the last couple of years haven't. So should be a fun tournament, but looking forward to that game tonight. I know it's an exhibition game, still should be some fun. Last night, Saku Koivu honored by the Montreal Canadiens, an emotional ceremony, and they went down to his past team, his most recent team, the Anaheim Ducks. Jim Harbaugh dismissing rumors that he's going to Michigan, saying that he's staying with the Niners. Yeah. Okay. I have some swampland in Brampton that I can give to you. And Rondo, however you pronounce his first name, because it's great, with Rajon Rondo. His name's Rajon Rondo, but Paul Pierce calls him Rajon Rondo, right? Right? And then it's Rajon Rondo for some people, and then Rajon Rondo for some other people. I've heard his name mispronounced so many times. Derek, go online and find the YouTube clip on his name pronunciation, and then we'll just play it on the air so we can let some folks hear. And then this story about the KHL collapsing, right? The rubles collapsing. I forgot the ruble still existed, with all due respect to the ruble. So the KHL is seeing sponsors pulling, players not getting paid, paychecks missing, president of the KHL, Chernyshenko meeting with executives, three clubs on the verge of collapse. So the league could apparently have fewer teams next season. It begs the question, Ilya Kovalchuk leaves the NHL to go back there, right? And he didn't go back there to make 100 G's a year. Ilya Kovalchuk has to be making in the KHL, because remember what his salary was in the NHL. I've heard he was making $15 million a year, tax-free. $15 million. U.S. So the ruble is now worth half what it was in July. Right? Putin, he's not shirtless on horses right now. He had a press conference yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. It was fantastic. Like, this guy is balls. He's under siege. His country is on the verge of financial collapse with oil prices dropping, Western sanctions, the rubles cratering. So think about this. They have coaches in this league who aren't getting paid. The guy in Bratislava, he hasn't been paid all year. Right? And again, these three teams, Atlanta, Moscow, Dinamo Riga, and Bratislava, they're the ones that they're talking about collapsing. So they've had these meetings with these guys from these teams to talk about how they're going to stopgap this. You got to remember, all these teams were funded by the Russian oil companies, most of them anyway. Think about this. So they had issues before the season began, right? Spartak Moscow and the team from the Czech Republic, Lev Praha, both forced to withdraw because of their financial troubles. So when folks, and I'm going to bring this back around, when you're talking about NHL expansion, oh, don't expand, the talent pool's watered down. What if the KHL folds? Then would you expand? Hit me on Twitter. At Radio Vendetta. Would you expand the NHL by two teams? Not relocate, expand. Would you be okay with expansion if the KHL folded? Which it might. It absolutely might. Do we have the Rondo clips? Okay, so Rajon Rondo gets traded to the Mavs. Man, Mark, I met Mark Cuban a few times. We've had him on the show. This guy is not a shooting guard. He's a passing guard. He's a distributor. You've got to think that the Mavs, who already had the highest scoring offense in the NBA, are now, I mean, they are going to light it up, but he's got to fit in. You know, I like the deal. A couple of young guys, Brandon Wright, Jay Crowder, first rounder, second rounder. And Celtics also sent Dwight Powell, a rookie, to Dallas. But Rondo's only two. Yeah, and Powell being from Toronto. So Rondo, basically on the blocks for about a year, finally gets dealt. His playing rhythm, I don't know, right? With this team, he was the guy in control. Well, Dallas now has this offense. I mean, think about it. Nowitzki, Chandler, heavy, vicious pick and roll game. So let's get the pronunciation of Rondo's first name out of the way. We have that, Derek?
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo. Do. Let's roll that again for the folks who didn't get it.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
So when you're sitting around the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve, family and friends, some drinks, getting ready to open presents, play that clip.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
Maybe you want to invite that guy over to your house because he sounds kind of festive. Now we have an alternate pronunciation, correct? All right, hear that.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
Now that guy invite over my house because that guy is showing up with all kinds of funny stuff. Right? He's got the bag of fun. He's got the bottomless bottle. He's bringing friends. Roll that guy again.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
What kind of sweater do you think that guy's wearing? All right, one last time for posterity.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
So, yeah, when that dude shows up in a straight jacket, don't let him in. All right, so getting back to the deal. Now let's look at what this does to the West. This is like an arms race in the Western Conference in the NBA. People are loading up. Loading up. And Dallas, Mark Cuban ain't fooling around. He wants this team to make the NBA Finals without question. Think about Nowitzki, the way he spaces, right? Chandler, 73% finisher. And Monta Ellis, who's wicked fast, skilled, but creates shots because he attacks the basket. So Rondo, the difference with Rondo here is that he kind of drives. He has a, when he drives, he has a pretense. He has no intention to shoot. This guy like has a layup and passes on it. And it's weird because his shooting, well, not weird. His shooting percentage this year is the worst of his career. So it's interesting, but Danny Ainge really didn't have much of a choice because the Celtics are just, outside of Kelly Olynyk, terrible. But they did pick up, Dallas did pick up this guy. His name is
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
Or if you prefer.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon Rondo.
I love that guy.
Rondo.
I may take him out tonight. Can you imagine showing up? Hey, man. Hey. Yeah, this is my friend. His name is
Rajon Rondo.
Like, if you can't score with that guy as your wingman, I don't know who can. 9:30. I'm Joey Vendetta at Radio Vendetta on Twitter. Let's rip it up with your calls next. 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. Star 590 on your cell phone. Your Rogers cell phone. Glued to your ear as you text and drive. I know you're doing it. I see you doing it. I stopped doing it. I put my phone in the trunk now. I'm serious. I was so bad at it. We're going to take your calls. Are you concerned as a Maple Leaf fan after last night's effort about the upcoming 7-game road trip?
It's a trap! It's a trap!
Are you concerned that the Leafs are going to lose more games than they win on the 7-game road trip? Think about it. They play Philly, then they play Chicago, back to back. Pretty tough rink to play in. Historically, Leafs don't do well there. Coming off a loss against Carolina, worst team in the league. Got to play Philly. Philly's not a good team. Wounded Bear sitting in Toronto waiting. Are you concerned? 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. *590 on your Rogers cell phone. Hit me on Twitter at Radio Vendetta. We'll return with your calls and your thoughts on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake doctor's orders. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand.
Hey, it's Dion Phaneuf of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You're listening to Joey Vendetta
on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
-21 minutes before 10 o'clock. If you're heading out, -4, chilly today. Feels like -10. Brr. Brr. I may just run that Rajon Rondo clip again just because people are just attacking me for running it. Dude, I smashed my radio. Well, hopefully it didn't hurt your hand. -4 tonight. -5 overnight. -5 tomorrow. Brr. Come on, warm up again. I don't like this. Not happening. The 7-day trend, it's going to warm up. We're getting some rain next week. And a white Christmas, it looks like. Looks like it's going to snow on Christmas. Taking your calls right now. Brandon Wilson tweets in, lose one game and it's the end of the world for Leafs Nation. This storyline is getting old. Well, so am I. No, I am not worried. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Al in Markham. What's going on, Al?
Not too much. Yourself? How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's 6 days before Christmas. I haven't done any shopping whatsoever. I'm going straight to the Esso. Everyone's getting the air freshener shaped like Christmas trees.
But I know why, too, because my background is Italian, and you guys are too busy preparing for the big event. It's the food. It's not about the, it's, you know how in the corporate world they say it's about the experience. Well, for the Italians, it's still about the food.
What are you having? What do you make? Are you, do you cook?
No, I don't cook. Usually, Christmas Eve, we go to my mom's house, mom and dad's house, and they have, you know, the bacala and the red sauce.
Can you explain what bacala is for, like, English people?
Yes, it's a codfish where you can basically fry it, or you can put it, you can fry it and put some salt on it, or you can make it in red sauce. It's actually very delicious. It doesn't sound delicious, but...
Al, you make it sound horrible.
Well, you know what? I'm not a good storyteller. I got to tell you.
You're not a good fish salesman, so don't... What do you do for a living? You don't sell fish, right?
No, I work for American Express.
Oh, okay, good. So you don't sell fish.
No, I don't sell fish.
But you can buy fish with your Amex card, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. All right. Exactly. If I go, it'll be approved. The transaction will be approved. I pay my bills.
I'm going to call you after the show. I've had some issues with that lately. So Leafs get up for big games, but somehow they fall into the trap when they play Carolina. It happened again last night.
Yeah, you know, that's what's so frustrating about being a Leaf fan. You finally think they turned the corner. I think the commentators talked about it yesterday. They said for the Leafs to become an elite team, they got to make sure that, you know, these type of things, they don't fall off like this. I mean, they got to continue to play well, like the Chicago's, like the Anaheim's, you know, where they don't lose against bad teams. You know, they had a chance to pick up 2 points last night and didn't. But I wanted to say, you know, I'm more concerned about next year, about, you know, I know we're talking about Santorelli and Winnick and Franzen and these guys. I don't know how you don't bring all those guys back. But the only way you're going to do it, the only logical thing that I can come up with is you have to buy a David Clarkson. I mean, I like him, but that was a mistake from day one. Only because, I mean, I like what he brings, but because of the money they paid him, they really backed themselves into a corner. So I don't know. I'll hang up and listen to your call.
Yeah, thanks for the call, and have a Merry Christmas. And I agree with you. And look, they backed themselves into a corner on a couple of contracts, but at the time, like, let's not forget. And David Clarkson is a guy that works as hard as anybody, and he matched his goal total from last year already this year. He's been a little quiet lately, but he's, you know, led the team in hits a couple of nights and always shows up to play. But when you're handing out contracts of that ilk, it makes you have to deal with guys like Cody Franzen, and there's only so much money, and the cap's going to go up, you know, tops $4 million. So it will be interesting to see how the Maple Leafs handle these UFAs and RFAs that they're going to have to deal with. Ken Berry tweets in, no one in their right mind would have taken the Leafs to win last night. Perfect storm. Overconfident team visiting overdue team. Makes a lot of sense. Rocky is on the line from Markham. Rocky, how are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. So you think it's just one game? They got it out of the system. You're not worried?
No, I'm not worried at all. To be honest with you, like, they were the hottest team going into yesterday's game. But yeah, sure, it's the Carolina Hurricanes, and they're going all in on the Eichel McDavid sweepstakes. But to be honest with you, I think the real test is that 7-game road swing. That will determine the factor how well the Leafs will play. That's what I believe, that if they can get like maybe four out of seven or five out of seven, I think this team is the real deal at the end of the day, because 7-game road swings are not that easy. And on top of that, they're going to face the Blackhawks, I believe, I think next week.
On Sunday.
So, and they did beat them last time they faced them. So it's going to be a nice stretch to see what the Leafs can do throughout the month of December and going towards January. So
thanks for your call. Have a Merry Christmas. We are going to go to Mark in Toronto. Mark, how are you today?
Good, Joey. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We're on Twitter at Radio Vendetta. We've got some tweets. I'll get to them after your call. But, Mark, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a bunch of guys that are UFAs, but we're asking you now, do you get concerned after last night's loss, going on the road, having a 7-game stretch on the road, some teams that they definitely should beat, some tougher teams, which I'm sure they'll play well against. But do you have a concern now when they lose a game that they should have won last night? Again, we called it yesterday, it was a trap game, and it turned out to be a trap.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always concerned when they lose a game like that. Good teams, like people talked about earlier, they win those games. That's just the way it is. The good teams, they show up every night. In regards to the UFAs, let them finish the season. Let them all get 70 or 80 points. Let them all earn big contracts, and we'll worry about that later. We got to see how these guys play for the rest of the season. We're not even a lock to make the playoffs. I think it's still a pretty bad team. They've had a good run, but they're definitely not good enough to win anything. So let these guys play 110%. Let them earn big money. That'll be good for everybody. And then worry at the end of the year if we can get them under contract. We rushed Phaneuf. You saw how that worked out. That was a terrible deal. I still think it is. And let these guys just play. Get them into the playoffs and see what happens and worry about it in June.
Mark, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Mark and Barry. Once again, the phone lines are open. There are lines available, 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. Star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. After last night's loss to Carolina, are you concerned about the upcoming 7-game road trip for the Toronto Maple Leafs? They've played pretty well on the road last night, notwithstanding. But do you have a concern now that you saw what happened last night with this letdown game? You know, Justin Falk having a goal and an assist. Hurricanes carried the play pretty much all the way. The Leafs came back. They counterattacked a bunch of times. When you have that much talent and that much offensive ability, you're going to get your chances. Cam Ward had 25 saves, though Bernier played pretty well and stopped 33 shots. But you know, Carolina's a team that always shows up to play Toronto. Ironic that they played the Leafs after they just traded Jay Harrison, former Toronto Maple Leaf, to Winnipeg a few hours prior to the game for a 2015 sixth rounder. Mark and Barry, what are your thoughts?
Joey, Bon Natale.
Bon Natale, good to have you on the show, man. What's going on?
I'm a Habs fan, and I've been having to hear it from all my Leafs buddies over the last couple weeks. And you know what? That's the biggest problem about the Toronto Maple Leafs is their fans. Their fans are so dumb. And we got a couple guys calling in on
the radio. Hold on. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, exactly.
there's 12 to 14 teams in this league that at one time or another are playing the best hockey in the NHL during the course of the season. Everybody gets hot for a string of 10 games at some point. So just because you lose to a Carolina Hurricanes doesn't mean you're not going to make the playoffs. And just because Anaheim comes into Toronto a couple days ago and gets whacked, and then they go into Montreal and beat Montreal last night, doesn't mean Montreal is not going to make the playoffs. The Leafs have shown that they can put together some really good games, and if they're healthy and if they're in the right mindset, that they can compete with any team in the league. They need some good goaltending, and they need to be healthy to win it. But no one can sit back and talk about, oh, this team can't do this or this team can do that. Hey, last night it was a one-off game, but they're playing good hockey, and they could do something this year if they're healthy and they're getting good goaltending.
And they're going into Chicago on Sunday. Chicago is 9-1-0 in their last 10 games, so the hottest team in the league. Philly had an overtime loss last night. They're 3-4-3 in their last 10. And are sixth in the Metropolitan Division, 11-14, and sixth with 28 points. So you know that they're going to be up for the game. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, the thing I do enjoy about the Leafs as being a non-Leaf fan is that they will play up to the level of their competition many times.
No question.
They're good teams. They play up. And if they play a skunker team, they just happen to play down. But you know what? I'm a Habs fan, and I don't mind when the Leafs do well. It's great for our city, but I just love when my Habs do better. So.
We have a lot of Habs fans. Thanks for your call, and Merry Christmas, Andrew. Andrew and Don Mills is now on the line. Too early to panic. They'll play well on the road.
Yeah, I think so, Joey. I wouldn't be surprised if they win maybe 5 or 6 on the road, because like the previous caller said, they play up to their competition, and I don't know if that's and down to their competition at the same point. So they're an average hockey team, but you never know what to expect with them, right? They're 50-50 to make the playoffs. I'll tell you one thing, that Cody Franzen is their most important defenseman to sign. I think he's their best defenseman right now. And, hey, I'm surprised I got on. I'm not Italian.
You know what? We let Caucasians on occasionally. So you're the one guy. What nationality are you?
I'm Canadian.
Wow. Is that a national? Okay, I'm just kidding. So, Andrew, let me ask you a question, a Christmas question. Yeah. How much money have you spent so far, and what's the total going to be?
Oh, my God. It's a big number, Joey.
What's the number? Hold on. Let's go over-under, since it's NFL weekend, and we're going to do some prognosticating of some NFL games later on. I'll give you the over-under, and you tell me if I'm right, okay?
Okay.
Okay. $1,450.
Oh, man. You're good. You're good. I'd say over, slightly over.
Wow, how close was I?
You're within about $60.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge. I'm going big this weekend on the NFL. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Have a great Christmas.
You too. Thank you, bud.
It is 9:51. Still to come on the program. We will talk to Scott Smith of Hockey Canada. World Junior Tournament gets underway tonight in Toronto at the Air Canada Center. John Paul Morosi from Fox Sports. Teddy Purcell from the Oilers, Super Agent Lee Steinberg, and hopefully we're going to get Dez Bryant of the Dallas Cowboys, who's scheduled to call in. Eric Smith also will preview the Raptors tonight. The Rap Show heads to Motown. Now, there's a team that doesn't play down to their level of competition, except for the first half and maybe some of the third quarter. Then they always wake up, and in the fourth quarter, they run away with it. It's been a consistent theme all season long for your Toronto Raptors. The one thing the Pistons do really well, they block shots. They are a shot-blocking machine. The other thing they do really well, lose at home. This will be their 12th loss at home, their worst single-season home losing streak in nearly half a century. See how I said this will be? Because I'm saying the Raptors are going to win tonight. We will talk World Juniors. We'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some Raptors when we return on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.